piled up into something bigger?
They'd be hauled up to a threshing machine, and they'd run it through the machine, and that machine would get the wheat out of it, the grain.
Did you ever hear about a shock of wheat?
Oh, yeah. That's what the first do, yeah, when the wheat is cut. It's in bundles, and then they stack these bundles in shocks. And then, that's right, and haul it from these shocks to the threshing machine.
Okay. And you might say, we raised 40 what of wheat?
Bushels.
Okay. What's done with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
What is done with what?
Oats.
You mean with the grain?
Yeah, to separate it.
After it's separated?
No, how do they separate it?
Oats?
Yeah.
Well, with a threshing machine like you do wheat, if that's what you're talking about.
Okay, so you'd say that oats, what?
Well, I just have to get in mind.
Threshed, would it be?
You threshed the oats and got the, just like you would wheat, get the grain out of the husk and straw. I don't know what else you call it.
Okay, talking about how tall you are, you'd say he's not as tall as...
I am.
Not as tall as I am, I don't know.
Okay.
It could be several things.
Okay, or you might say, but I'm not as tall as...
As he is.
Okay. Or you might say, he can do that better than...
Than I can.
Okay.
Not many people willing to admit that.
Okay, if something belongs to me, you'd say it's...
It is mine.
Okay, if something belongs to you, then you'd say it's...
It's yours. It's not yourn.
Who says yourn?
Yeah. I don't stand and do it in the mountains.
Mountains.
Okay, and if it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's...
It's what?
If it belongs to both of us, it'd be...
Ours. Ours, yeah.
Okay, and if it belongs to them, it would be...
Theirs.
And to him?
His.
And to her?
Hern. Her.
That's what some people say.
Yeah, well, sure. Say his'n and her. I wouldn't say it.
Okay, do you use the word y'all or you all?
Yes, we say it occasionally. You all. You all come see us. That's what they do in the South, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a Southerner.
But you always mean more than one person.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, would you say if there had been a group of people at your house and they were fixing to leave and you were asking them about their coats, would you ask, where are y'all's coats?
Well, might do it. Where is your coat? I would say, where is your coat? Each one separately.
Yeah, but if you were addressing the whole group.
Lunch.
Where are your coats?
Okay. And if you were asking about the people at a party, would you ask who all was there, or would you say who was there?
Well, I imagine I might say, well, who all were there? I imagine I might say that.
Okay. And say if there was a group of children, and they obviously belong to more than one family, would you ask who all's children are they?
Whose children?
Okay. And say if you were asking about a speech that had been made, would you ask about the person? Would you say, what all did he say?
Well, I might say that. What did he say? I think would be what I'd more like to say.
Okay.
What did he say?
You say if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out
for themselves.
Okay. And if no one else will do it for him, you say he better do it.
Himself.
Okay. And what's made of flour and baked in loaves?